Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police investigating a shooting this afternoon. It left a 12-year-old boy dead in the city's West Oak Lane neighborhood. Authorities tell our partners at NBC 10 it happened around 12:30. Police arrived at East Pastoria Street near Cornelius, finding the boy bleeding from a gunshot wound to the rear. He was taken to the hospital, died about 20 minutes later. Police say the boy and two teens, 15 and 17 years of age, were shooting a music video inside a home when the gun went off. Investigators aren't sure which teen fired the shot. They're trying to determine whether the shooting was intentional or an accident. This Tuesday, Philadelphia facing a grim anniversary, the incendiary confrontation between police and MOVE, an organization committed to a different way of life. Our special contributor Larry Kane was on the air that day and shares his memories in this commentary.
40 years ago, May 13, 1985, watching this unfold was horrifying. On the street, it was fatal. The MOVE, Back to Nature movement, was terrorizing the neighbors, human waste spreading in the house, loudspeakers blaring threats all night long. Threats were made on the street to neighbors. It's important to note that the neighbors had demanded the city take action. Please note that. If the city was going to take action, it missed an opportunity. On the Sunday Mother's Day, social workers did not take the five children away from a nearby playground. On Monday, there were three key moments. I joined early morning anchor Steve Levy on Channel 10. A firefight was underway. At 5:30 p.m., a satchel was dropped on the roof from a state police chopper. As I saw it drop, I felt a sensation of impending gloom. An hour later, the live picture, firefighters were not fighting the fire. At 2 a.m. when I went home, 11 people, including five children, were dead. 69 homes were destroyed by fire. The city was in a state of shock. The question of racism is controversial. After all, Wilson Good, the city's first black mayor, was in charge. The neighbors, mostly black, were angry. The MOVE members were predominantly black. Those who tried to inject racism may have a point. Would the city ever bomb a white neighborhood? There were investigations, but no charges. The judgments flawed. The shame continued. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police investigating after finding a woman's body in the Schuylkill River Saturday morning in East Falls. Authorities responded to a report of a person in the river in the vicinity of the 4500 block of Kelly Drive just before 11 o'clock. Medics pronounced the woman dead a short time later. Philadelphia police say a man has died after crashing his car into a tree Friday night in Roxborough. Officials say it happened just before 10 o'clock on Henry Avenue near Gates Street. 43-year-old Thomas Werner of Philadelphia lost control of his car and struck a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police are investigating the cause of the crash. A popular nightclub in Philadelphia is facing a federal lawsuit after 10 models say that club used their images to promote entertainment at the club without their permission. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
In the lawsuit filed Tuesday, the models allege the nightclub at 6th and Spring Garden has used their images for promotion on social media for the last 10 years, beginning in 2015 and continuing through this past winter. Some of the examples highlighted in the suit include a 2017 Instagram post promoting a Halloween party at the club showing Playboy playmate Jessa Hinton sporting Catwoman and Captain America costumes, and ahead of an Afrobeats night this February, a post featuring Fashion Nova model Janet Guzman. Both Guzman and Hinton have well over a million followers across all their social media platforms, as do most of the 10 women part of the lawsuit. It alleges none of them were ever contacted or hired by Trilogy for promotional gigs, and that by using their images, the club damaged their careers and reputations. The charges in the suit include false association, false advertising, and defamation, among others. It also asks that the penalty Trilogy could have to pay be determined at trial. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The nightclub has not responded to a KYW News Radio request for comment. Love Your Park Week launches Saturday in Philadelphia. It runs through May 18th. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Fairmount Park Conservancy, Park Friends Network, and Philadelphia Parks and Recreation are organizing Love Your Park Week. Elisa Roos Esposito is Park Stewardship Administrator at Parks and Rec. She says volunteers are needed for citywide park cleanups.
And these cleanups are being led by our Park Friends group, which are volunteer-based groups that are made up of neighbors who just really love their neighborhood park. We are looking to get more volunteers registered out into these neighborhoods to support these wonderful park volunteers that we already have.
And to celebrate parks, free fun events are planned.
There's movie nights, kayaking, birding, yoga, a plant sale.
More information
fishing,
can be found at loveyourpark.org. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.